Yo, what it do? It's your boy Dutch. Welcome to the Dutch Podcast. And first thing I want to talk about, man, Sega. They had been out the game for a long time since going out of business. They are making their comeback with the new Sega Dreamcast. And from what I remember, man, from the Sega Dreamcast, they had a lot of good games. Sonic, they had Resident Evil, Spider-Man game, Marvel vs. Capcom, Marvel vs. SNK. They had quite a few games for that system, and I remember playing that system, man. It was a fun system to play, and I'm glad that Sega's actually coming out with that new system. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it does, what the graphics are like, how the controller is going to look like, what the system's going to look like. I'm not sure exactly when they're going to do the official announcement release for that system, but it is underway, and I can't wait to see what happens and how it develops. They've been working hard at this. They put a lot of time and effort into getting this back up, and Sega making a comeback. You know, that's a retro classic system that I grew up playing as a kid, man. I grew up playing the Sega Genesis, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, stuff like that. And, you know, just a lot of good memories, man. Sega CD, I even had. And, you know, the Dreamcast was tight, man. You know, it's there's not like a whole lot of jump shift in the gaming market for gaming consoles right now, because you're probably not going to get too much better than the Xbox, the new Xbox or the PS5. But I think they'll be all right. I think they'll be able to do something similar to what they're doing, but I'm not sure how it's going to turn out yet. Never know. Never know. They might have a stronger processor, CPU, or they may have better graphics on the game. It could be a number of things that they do different. You know, that's how these companies work. You know, they follow suit somewhat, but then they might, you know what I mean? Like Xbox might have a bigger memory than PS, PlayStation. So, you know what I mean? That's what these gaming companies do. They try to figure out what they can do to make it the next step better. And with the Dreamcast coming out after, I think it's coming out after the Xbox and the P5. With it coming out after, they kind of got an advantage because they get time to sit back, see what they're going to do with their systems. And they can kind of figure out what they want to creatively do and package together with this console. So we're going to take a quick break real quick. Just let me know what y'all think about this Dreamcast release. And we just gonna take a break real quick. Peace. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back. And we was just talking about the new Sega Dreamcast. And, you know, I'm pretty excited about this, man. They had good games on there. Bloody Roar was another game I didn't mention early. It's just going to be awesome to see how the development of the system takes place, how it turns out on the release date. And, you know, me, myself, personally, as a big Sega fan, I will be getting one of these new Dreamcasts. So I just want to let y'all know. So just let me know what y'all think, man. We just throw a topic out right now. Let me know what y'all think about the Sega Dreamcast. Is it going to be near Xbox, near PlayStation 5 caliber? Let me know what y'all think. Or is there really not a next level that y'all can take with this game system? You know, is P5, Xbox the best it's going to get? So, you know, that just remains to be seen. Just let me know what y'all opinions is about the new Sega Dreamcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Dutch Podcast. And again, I want to thank those of you that do make contributions and that do support this podcast for future better episodes. Your donations will be used to help this podcast. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in, and enjoy this Friday. Peace.